The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, tons and tons of things going on in the sports world. From some really good NHL hockey playoffs to just the start as well in the NBA playoffs. A lot of things are definitely going on. Great hockey games. Not so sure if they've been great basketball games, but good thing is we have four more games today in the NBA. A lot of NHL hockey, as I said, as well. A ton of things going on, as always, in the sports world. So much to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports. Hit Jeff Rich up on his Twitter at JRichRadio. Speaking of which, Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm genuinely excited to talk about sports this morning.
That's good, man. I mean, look, we have a beautiful day outside, and we got a beautiful day to be talking about sports. On the other side, we'll have Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. So keep it close. A ton of things going on, as I said. So much going on in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Managing a pro soccer squad is easy? Stop what you're doing and go to FantasyGold.com and prove it. With free contests and cash prizes, FantasyGold.com is the perfect place to show your passion for soccer. Choose a contest, create an 11-player dream team with your favorites from around the world, score points, and win. With real-time results and scoring, it's a great way to get ready for June in Brazil. Show your friends what you can do with a 75-euro salary cap. If you love soccer, you'll love FantasyGold.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
All righty, welcome back. It is Norfolk Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich along with me here to talk to you about sports. But before we get into sports in a major way, we always talk to Mary a little bit about sports, but we also talk to her about a future charity and ticksforcause.com and how you can get involved with them. Mary, good morning. How you doing? Mary? I'm not so sure if we have Mary or if we don't have Mary. So, Jeff, have I got you?
Yeah, you have me.
Well, I mean, as soon as we do have Mary up, we're going to talk to her about the Marine Corps, which has been in inception since 1775. So, just amazing all the different charities and ways that you can get involved. And I do believe we have Mary now. So, Mary, how you doing?
Good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. I'm doing great. How are you?
You know what? Can't complain. You know, another beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun. And, you know, I really don't have much to complain about, Mary. I'll be honest with you. I did.
We're actually having a beautiful sunny day, blue sky here. So we are doing great.
You know, and, you know, every week you send me information about you know, what we're going to be talking about. But you also usually send me something about, you know, your spin on the world of sports, and whether it was from watching the Masters or watching some NHL playoff hockey to having to watch your dreaded Chicago Cubs. And I mean that in the most positive way. I'm honest with you, because I don't like to see teams be awful, but they're really off to a rough start once again. I believe they're like 5-13 or 5-11, something along those lines, and in the cellar already in the Central. So tough to be a Cubs fan right now.
It's just been a tough road. I've been a Cub fan my entire life, and I live in a house of White Sox fans. So it's been really, really tough. And, you know, it's always that wait till next year. And that next year never comes. And I know we're in a rebuilding process, and I know, but it just the last couple years in particular have just been so tough. And to see us get off to such a difficult start this year, and you see, you know, pitchers like Samard and how great he pitches, and, you know, we just can't bring it together. And it's going to be a long summer, let's just say that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the one positive you have. You know, the Blackhawks are in the playoffs. I know they're down, trailing, and they've been some incredible games against the Blues. But you also have the Bulls. You know, they're going to be playing later today against Washington, and hopefully they can have a strong series for you there. But, you know, realistically, think about it. You at least have teams to root for in the playoffs and stuff, whereas people here in Phoenix, Arizona, have nothing to root for. No Coyotes, no Suns. The D-backs are pretty brutal as well. So not so bad being a Chicago sports fan, Mary.
You're absolutely right, Andy, and that's why we always focus on the positive. We always focus on the positive. So,
well, and speaking of positives, another one great thing that you guys do is you're involved with the Marine Corps, and they've been around since 1775. First, before we get into them specifically, let's talk about ticksforcause.com. Tell people how they can get involved and what you guys are all about.
Perfect. Andy, Ticks for Cause is the ticket website with a heart. It's in our logo, and it's at the core of our business model. We offer access to millions of sports, concert, theater tickets at venues all over the country. And with every purchase, a charity benefits at no extra cost to the consumer. And I know a lot of people will say, well, how can that be possible? How can that be possible? It's possible because on our business model, we share 50% of what we make with the charity of the purchaser's choice. And we're the only website, the ticket website out there that does that. We're the only website that allows your ticket purchase to make a difference for a charity you care about.
Pretty awesome stuff. Can you say that one more time? Because sometimes the message gets mixed. And you said you guys donate 50% of all the ticket purchase on the website, correct?
What we make, when someone comes on our exchange, and we literally have, you can go on today, we have about 7.5 to 10 million tickets on the site through our exchange partner. In that exchange partner, when you buy one of those tickets, 7.5% of that ticket price goes to the charity of your choice. That's 50% of what we make on that ticket. So we don't have huge margins on this, but what we make on this, we share 50% with that charity. And what's even better is when you go on our site today and you see all the tickets that have a heart next to it, those tickets were donated by someone. Jeff brought this up last week. We were talking a little more about the donated side of it. So someone was going to go to a game, they couldn't, or a concert, they couldn't go, they donated them to a charity. Get this, when those tickets sell, 90% of that purchase price goes to the charity of that donor's choice. So it's every single ticket on our site makes a difference for a deserving charity or a cause.
Well, and speaking of making a difference, the Marine Corps have this scholarship foundation set up as well. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Obviously, everyone knows the Marine Corps. They've been out there, you know, defending our country since 1775. And what they did, what's really exciting about April has been declared the month of the military child. And this happened back in 1986 by the former Secretary of Defense. And what the Corps decided to do is that they decided to create a foundation that supports the college education of their children. And so what this does is that they go out and they do all different types of fundraisers to be able to support these children. And fundraise they have. I mean, they've awarded over 30,000 scholarships valued at more than $80 million. So they are out there working very, very hard to find ways to be able to fundraise. And we're one of those really important tools that they have in order to do that. It's very simple for people who want to support, in this particular instance, the children of the Marine Corps, to be able to go out, buy a ticket, select this great organization to benefit, and they can continue to do their mission, which is literally educate these kids of the people who have done so much to defend our country.
That is the voice of Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Jeff, I know you have something to fire up, Mary. Go ahead.
Well, Mary, you know, I actually served in the Marine Corps until 1999, so this is this definitely hits home with me. The Marines are definitely into philanthropy. You know, you'll see the bins out around the holiday season for Toys for Tots, and of course, the Marine Corps Foundation for these children. One thing to keep in mind is the Marine Corps. One of the fundamentals of the Marine Corps is that the first priority is mission accomplishment, and then troop welfare. So the reality is not everyone comes home safe. So what I want to ask you is, how easy is it for someone to select a charity as they're buying a ticket? Is it just as simple as picking from a drop-down menu, or do they have to go through any special process for it?
Well, first, Jeff, I would like to really thank you so much for your service to us and to our country. Greatly appreciate all your efforts. And specifically to answer your question, it is that easy. Jeff, you just go to the site, you go to view the ticket, and then there's a drop-down box that comes, and it's just that easy to select the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation to benefit from your purchase.
Very good. Mary, do you have a busy day ahead of you today?
We do. With this being Easter and a beautiful day here, we've got family in from out of town, and just going to be a great day to be able to spend together and enjoy time together. You know, everybody gets so busy, and to be able to take some time out. Our son's in from college, and just to be able to take some time and enjoy each other's company and just have a good day. We're really looking forward to it.
Mary, have a wonderful Sunday. Enjoy your day. As always, really appreciate you taking time out with us to talk about Ticks for Cause, and especially the Marine Corps today.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much, and I hope you guys have a great day as well. Thanks.
Thanks. No problem. Our pleasure. Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com. Check out the website. Truly an amazing website. It is the site with a heart, so give them a look. Get your tickets there. I do. Jeff does. On the other side, Jeff and I are going to get back into sports. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All right. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich with me. Just got done with Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com, the website with a heart. Go check them out. Any game, pretty much anything you can imagine wanting to go check out, you can do on their website. So, and you do make a difference, by the way. And, Jeff, I want to thank you as well for your service, too. I don't know, you know, how else to say it, but very, very important to us and our freedom and everybody doing what they want to do like we are today here. So really appreciate you and everybody else that has served in this country. Speaking of serving, yesterday was an interesting day in the NBA. You know, you had four games going on, and you had three of four road teams winning. The only team that was able to get it done at home, not really too surprised about it, was the Oklahoma City Thunder, who was able to get by the Memphis Grizzlies. The Pacers continue to struggle. You know, the Hawks are an okay team. I wouldn't say they're even good. I'd say they're okay.
Nobody's good in the East beyond Miami. I mean, that's the reality of it. Indiana, we thought, might be that team, but Indiana's just crumbled you know, since, I don't know, late February, early March. Indiana just hasn't been the same team.
Agreed 100%. And I'll tell you the team that I actually think is pretty good outside of Miami. I actually like the Brooklyn Nets. I think that, you know what, that they started off the season so terrible. For them to wind up, in all honesty, for them to wind up over 500, I think was kind of impressive. And you know what, they're the one team that Miami really, really did struggle with all season long. I think they swept them throughout the season. So I think the Nets are maybe poised to maybe make a good playoff push. I don't think that they had a great regular season, but the regular season really doesn't mean anything. They go on the road yesterday in Toronto, and they were fired up in Toronto. I don't know if you happened to see the GM yesterday before the game, but he was, you know, saying obscenities about Brooklyn and whatnot, and they were very fired up, and at the end of the day, the Brooklyn Nets were the team that was victorious on the road, 94-87, and the Raptors now have a little bit of a, I would say they're back up against the wall to a certain degree, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that they were, you know, they seem to be favored in this series, and I don't really understand why, because Brooklyn's been so hot lately. I think that Jason Kidd took a while to get his sea legs under him, and this new build in Brooklyn, it didn't work quite like Boston, because these guys are a little bit older than they were when they brought in the Hall and after the 2008 draft, so, or the 2007 draft, rather.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that the Nets have a very legitimate shot to get out of round one. And after watching what I watched with Indiana and the Hawks, I'll tell you what, I think the Pacers are in trouble. Maybe they get by this round, okay, but they're in trouble. I mean, if you can't sweep Atlanta or beat them in five, I think you really, really have to take a look at yourself. And at this point, I would say the Hawks have a good shot to upset the Pacers. And I believe in the last couple of years, at least one 8 seed has beaten a number one seed, so not totally out of the stretch, but surprising the way that Indiana kind of laid an egg the first game of this series, to be honest with you, Jeff.
It's a little bit surprising. I think that they're underachieving. Let me ask you this. If they don't pull this opening round series off, I mean, everybody expects them to meet up with Miami in the conference finals. If they don't get out of the first round, is it curtains for Frank Vogel there in Indianapolis?
You know what? I would have to say that maybe it is, because with the way that this team fell apart, I think you have to be scratching your head about what's going on internally, what's going on the floor. They're offensively challenged 100%. I mean, we saw that yesterday once again. They have trouble scoring the ball at times. And, I mean, I think it was Bill Russell that said, or Will Chamberlain, somebody, that they said that this game has always been about making buckets, you know, and when you can't make buckets, you're going to struggle. And that's where the Indiana Pacers are, if you ask me. They have trouble scoring the ball. So, yeah, I think that Frank Vogel is in trouble, if you ask me, because of the way that this has all gone down. They've just fallen apart. There was nothing really gradual about this. It was just a collapse, if you will. So I think that absolutely – the Indiana Pacers and Frank Vogel have to really take a look in the mirror and say, what's going on, and let's change this. Otherwise, there may be a lot of changes there in Indiana. So, I think that that's a very good possibility. The one game that we haven't touched on yet was the Warriors and the Clippers. And Blake Griffin was in foul trouble the whole game. It makes a huge difference, obviously. And, you know, Chris Paul is Chris Paul, but without another guy to go in there and battle with him, he had a real tough go at it. You know, his 28 points weren't enough to get by the feisty Warriors, who were pretty tough. I mean, Thompson had a good game. Curry was distributing the rock. And the interesting thing I find about him is when the guy scores under 20 points, they're like 23-4 or 22-4, something along those lines. And when he scores more than 20, they're 28-24. So I think the key for them is to have Steph Curry getting everybody else involved.
And taking fewer shots. You know, it's funny, they say that playoff series doesn't start until somebody wins in the other team's gym.
Sure.
And I think that this series is underway, and I might even go as far as to say it's over for Doc Rivers and his Clippers. I think that I don't think there's any way the Clippers are winning up at the Oracle Arena up there in Oakland. So I think that this is our first upset, and the writing's on the wall for it. We'll see where we're at when we talk next week, but I definitely give the Warriors a good chance to come out of this first round and maybe be a threat in the Western Conference on the whole.
You know, they've been a team that's been on the rise, you know. I mean, look, last year they had the 47 victories. This year they get the 51 victories, and they got a great guard play. I mean, you know, in the NCAA tournament, guard play is huge. They got Klay Thompson. They got Steph Curry. And those two guys can flat out ball. When Klay Thompson gets hot, look out. I mean, and the same goes for Steph Curry. When those two guys are on fire, I would say that you have a very good point. They may be one of those teams that's unstoppable.
Well, and the funny thing about it is you haven't seen a team with guard play really dominate in the NBA since the days of Dumars and Thomas in Detroit. I mean, this is a game that's evolved to where it's it's the threes, it's the wings that run up and down the floor and dictate the flow of the game. And it's just not true in Golden State. It's kind of like the Suns, except with a little more discipline beyond the point guard. You know, those Suns teams under Mike D'Antonio were strictly Steve Nash driven in distributing the rock. And I think that being able to score and having two combo guards in the backcourt, which, let's face it, they don't really have a natural shooting guard and they don't really have a natural point guard, but they're making it work. And credit goes to Mark Jackson, who I've been hearing for 2 months has been on the hot seat in Oakland. So I'm really impressed. I'm really happy for Jackson, and I hope that this new way of winning basketball games becomes an upward trend in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've always liked Mark Jackson, to be honest with you. I think he was a great ball player. Love the way that he played the game. I love the way that he coaches. And, you know, yesterday they showed a little clip about, you know, him talking about finishing the game with his guys. And he's talking about Ali and George Foreman and stuff like that. And I'll tell you what, man, that got me kind of going. So I would think his team wanted to respond pretty well as well. And you know what? Ultimately, they got it done. They got a huge victory in game one. Unlike you, man, I do not think this series is over quite yet. If they win another one on the road, then I'd say to you, maybe you might be onto something. But even still, I think that they have a shot, the Clippers I'm talking about, to win this series for sure. But, hey, it's going to be tough if they can go out there and get 20 from David Lee, you get 22 from Klay Thompson. Jermaine O'Neal, who's been very good this season for them, put pitches in 13 points. Steph Curry, like I said, under that 20 mark, only had 14, but 7 assists, 3 steals. He did have 7 turnovers, by the way, which is a lot. But truthfully, just getting his teammates involved, going out there and making things happen for everybody else is very beneficial. And I love that kid, Harrison Barnes, man. He's a player that I think is really untapped, and he's only going to continue to grow and get better. I really like the makeup there. They didn't even play Bogut yesterday, and ultimately they were just too much, man. I have to think that Blake Griffin is going to come out and play a much better game in game two, Jeff.
You know, I don't know about that. And I would say this. Game three would be pivotal. That first game up at Oracle is going to be real pivotal. I think the team that wins that game likely wins the series. You know, it'd be weird if they, if the Clippers went on the road down 0-2, but it's a real possibility. I don't know about Blake Griffin. I don't know that Blake Griffin's got the playoff portfolio. I don't know that he's done enough in his career that I believe that he can lead that team in any way, shape, or form. I mean, obviously they have the right coach out there in Doc Rivers, enormously successful in Boston, knows the game of basketball like the back of his hand, but I don't know that Blake Griffin's the one that that needs to step up for the Clippers. I think that they need help in other places, and they need to shut down that backcourt. They can't give up 40 points out of that backcourt.
Agreed, 100%. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our main man, John Poulter, who I know you met. I met him as well as he was here in Phoenix, Arizona. It'll be good to talk to him again here on the air in just a moment. So we talked to him about hockey, a little baseball. Keep it close. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me talking sports. Now we're going to hook up with none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports, was in town from Canada, and Jeff, I know you got to meet him. I got to meet him as well. We had a very good lunch, actually, and I spent probably an hour and a half, and if I, to be honest with you, if I didn't have to leave and get it back on the tennis court, Probably could have spent the whole day hanging out with John. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are the two of you this morning?
No complaints on my end, man. I'm talking sports. I don't think it gets much better.
No, and you're about
it's playoff hockey season, John. You know I'm good.
Yeah, you're about 40 degrees warmer than we are here right now. It's a nice clear day, and it's only 51 Fahrenheit. So I'm missing that sunshine already, and I've only been home 12 hours.
Well, get used to it, because we have it all the time, and it sounds like you don't have it as often. And even when you do, it's probably not like it is out here. But that's a whole other story. But, again, it was a pleasure meeting you, by the way, John. I had a great time with you. Very good lunch, and good company, good conversation. So every time you're in town from now on, I expect to get together with you at a bare minimum, at least for lunch, and maybe in me, you, Jeff, we get to a spring training game next year and hang out for, you know, a few hours. But truthfully, it was a great time. Good hanging out with you. And now let's get into sports. Bring us into speed here on what's going on in the NHL playoffs. Let's start with the Blues and the Blackhawks. I mean, the Blues are up 2-0, but they tied the game late again, and then they get the score in the overtime. But also, a very big hit could have a huge impact on that series as well.
Yes, it could. I didn't see the game because I was traveling home yesterday, so the only thing I know about it is what I've seen on the Internet this morning. But a little bit puzzling from the standpoint that Seabrook is not known as a dirty player. I've sort of seen a little bit of the replay, again, just a selected highlight. And, you know, Backus may have had his head down. That certainly is not a sin. And 10 years ago, probably nobody would have said anything about this whatsoever. But he did get his head hit. It's unfortunate from the standpoint that it was Seabrook, who, as I say, is not known as being a vicious player. I don't believe he's ever been suspended, which tells me that, you know, he's probably looking at one or two games. It's a telephone hearing, which means that it is five or less. But the fact that he took that penalty when he did resulted in the tying goal. And as you mentioned, St. Louis came back to win in overtime, and they've done the same thing both times. Chicago has been trailing late in the game. St. Louis has scored it in the last couple of minutes to tie it, and then they've gone on to finish it off in overtime. The first game was a three overtime session. Last night was a little bit quicker, but I think Chicago is probably a little unlucky not to be going home at least tied. But from what I understand, St. Louis has been targeting Chicago's best players in Taves and Kane. So it's a little bit unfortunate that it's turned out to be the way that it has. But that's hockey, and that's playoff hockey, and you know, we move forward.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, it kind of reminds me, that Chicago-St. Louis series reminds me of the 2012 series between Phoenix and Chicago in the opening round, when Chicago seemed to tie every game up inside of a minute left. You know, I imagine that has to be defeating. How about that Pittsburgh-Columbus series? I don't know if you got any chance to watch that last night, but you know, Pittsburgh comes right out of the gate, gets you know, Gibbons slaughters them right away. They go up 2-0. Columbus fights and battles and comes back, and they, you know, one of the lesser-known heroes on the Blue Jackets roster scores the game-winning goal, giving Columbus their first win in a playoff series. Not series win, but the first time they ever won a playoff game in their franchise history was last night, so a special moment there in Ohio.
Yeah, very much so. I caught the third period and the two overtimes, or the full overtime and the partial overtime for the second period, because the goal was fairly early. It was an interesting game from what I saw. I understand, as you say, that Pittsburgh came out of the gate quickly and could have been up, you know, quite a bit. I believe they were.
Well, there were three goals in the first 5 minutes of the game, so it was 2-1 with 15 minutes left in the first period.
Yeah, they were up 3-1 and had a power play. Missed a chance to make it 4-1, which probably would have put the game away for sure. Instead, they gave up a very bad shorthanded goal. Fleury was beaten high on the glove side. Shouldn't be. That's the one thing a goalie should never do, is give up a goal high on the glove side. That seemed to put Columbus back in it, and they tied it on the power play in the third period. And frankly, in the overtime periods, I thought that when the teams were playing 5-on-5, Columbus was quite dominant. The only time Pittsburgh looked like they were in the game was when they had the man advantage. And for the number of stars on that team, I would have expected a little bit more, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. Pittsburgh and the Jackets, they're tied up at 1-1. St. Louis, as we mentioned, beating Chicago 2-0. Another series that's, well, I mean, they're all interesting at this point because they've kind of just started. But let's get it closer to your home a little bit here. Montreal, the Canadiens, over Tampa Bay right now, 2-0. Are you rooting for the Canadiens, or how's your feeling about that in the first place?
A little bit of mixed feelings. Obviously, from a nationalist standpoint, I'd like to see a Canadian team win. But you know, it's pretty hard for a Toronto guy to cheer for the Montreal Canadiens. It's like asking a Red Sox fan to cheer for the Yankees or a Dodger fan to cheer for the Giants or vice versa. Not something we normally do. I've seen pieces of that game on US TV when I was down in your neck of the woods, and I was a little bit puzzled as to why Tampa Bay came out so flat. Certainly the other night it was 4-0 before Tampa Bay got on the scoreboard very late in the game. I sort of expected that to be a close series. I didn't expect it to be a 2-0 series for the road team. Game 3 is today, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. So I think this is one of those series where whoever wins tonight is going to dictate the way the rest of the series goes. If the Canadiens win, I think it's over in 4 or perhaps 5 at the latest. If Tampa Bay wins, we're back to a 2-1 series. But, today is a great day for anybody who's a hockey fan. We've got 4 games back-to-back, all times being Eastern, at noon, 3, 7, and 10. There's 4 games today. So usually at Easter weekend, we have the Masters to watch. Today we've got 4 hockey games if you like hockey.
Yeah, I mean, along with the hockey, there's some NBA action to watch as well. I mean,
yep.
It's playoff time right now, and hockey playoffs are some of the best, and NBA playoffs can be exciting as well, but I don't know. I think early I would favor the NHL playoffs personally. I just think that a lot of these early round matchups in the NBA are not as compelling as they are here in the NHL. Let's keep moving with this. You've got Anaheim and Dallas. We're just kind of jumping around. There's no rhyme or reason where we're going, but Anaheim and Dallas, Anaheim up 2-0 in that series. How does it look for Dallas? How do they get back in this thing?
I'm not really sure that they can. Anaheim is pretty much a good, solid team top to bottom. They got some great players. They're having a little bit of a question mark in goal, but they've got so much depth in goal that surely they can find one guy that's going to win. Huge disparity in points between the first place team and the eighth place team. I think Dallas might win a game. Maybe if they're lucky, they might win two. But, that's another game, another series that I think Dallas has to go home and win 2 games in order for that to go further than 5 games. I just think Anaheim is way too strong for them at this point, Andy.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that one. San Jose and the LA Kings. San Jose's up 1-0 in that one. What do you think there?
Those games are always wars. They're similar teams. They're close teams geographically. The last couple of times they've played in the playoffs, we've seen 6- and 7- game series. We've seen a lot of home ice dominance. I don't see it being a whole lot different at this point. I think the key there might be the goaltending. I think Quick is a much better and more consistent goaltender than Niemi is for the Sharks. If Jonathan Quick comes to play and the Kings play their defensive style and they're probably the most disciplined team in the league in terms of defense and not taking silly penalties, I think L.A. prevails at the end of the day, which might be a bit of an upset since San Jose is home ice, but I'm looking for a long series there.
Absolutely. Hey, just a quick question on we've got Boston, Detroit that we didn't talk about. The Rangers and Philadelphia, and then Colorado and Minnesota. I think those are the 3 that we've neglected talking about. But out of those, which do you find would be the most compelling series?
Well, and I'm speaking on this basis that, the games that I've seen a little bit of the Rangers-Philadelphia. That's a war. It's always a war. It gets out of hand real quick. Boston and Detroit, I was a little bit surprised Boston couldn't score at home. Datsyuk got the only goal, I think, about the 15 or 16-minute mark of the third period for the Red Wings. And, you know, that's a team that's coming, as we talked about last week. The games that I've found that have been quite interesting have been the Colorado games, and specifically a young kid by the name of Nathan MacKinnon. And this kid's 18 years old. He was the number one draft pick last year, and ironically, he's from a little town called Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, which is the same hometown as a gentleman by the name of Sidney Crosby, who I'm sure every hockey fan's heard of.
Yep.
Cole Harbour's, I wouldn't call it a suburb of Halifax, Nova Scotia, but it's certainly a fairly close community. But in game one, this kid's 18 years old. He had three assists. In game two, he was dominant. He had a goal and three assists. So he's got 7 points in two games. From what I can find out, he is the first guy to get 7 points in his first two playoff games in the history of the league. That's pretty impressive when you think that he's not yet 19.
Absolutely, it's impressive.
Very impressive. Unbelievable talent.
Absolutely. Hey, good stuff with the NHL, John. Let's switch gears real quickly in the last couple minutes and talk some baseball. And it's something that we talked about last year quite a bit, and that's the LA Angels. Look, once again, they're struggling to a certain degree, 8-9, a little bit below 500, obviously. You got Oakland and Texas ahead of them. Early, obviously very early, but we talked about make or break. Your thoughts about the LA Angels?
I think it's still make or break. Oakland and Texas seem to be playing fairly well right now. I think Texas has won five in a row. Oakland's always consistent. The Angels, a little bit puzzling in that they're 5-7 in the AL West. And I've always been a believer that to win any kind of a pennant or a championship, you have to be strong in your own division, and I just don't think 5-7, and yes, it's early, it's only 12 games, it's only a small portion of their schedule, but I think, you know, if that's going to be the way that it is all season, they're going to be a couple of games below 500. They're certainly not helping themselves. The interesting thing there, and you and I chatted about this when we had lunch on Friday, and that is that, you know, Albert Pujols is sitting at 498 career home runs. So he's very, very close to a very magic mark in terms of career home runs. It's very amazing to me how quiet this has been. And I know they have a countdown for it on the scoreboard at Angel Stadium. But not an awful lot of things that we've heard, you know, publicly about the chase for the 500 home runs. And I'm not specifically...
Well, John, is 500 even special anymore, given how many people have reached that plateau?
That's what I was going to say, Jeff. And you know, I'm not suggesting that Pujols has been getting any help from any substances. That would be the last thing I would want to suggest. But I'm just wondering if does the public not care about this anymore as much as they did because of that fiasco that we've had over the last 5 years with guys hitting?
Hey, John, I hate to cut you off, but we're up against it, so... The good news is we got next week to catch up and talk to you about more stuff. So appreciate you taking time out as always, man. And we'll catch up with you next week.
You bet. And very nice to meet the both of you. And I look forward to taking in a ball game next year when I'm in Arizona.
Sounds good to me. John Poulter, our professor of sports. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back to wrap this hour up.
If you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping.
Alrighty, final segment here on this hour of Dorfun Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, who just joined us, talking some hockey, a little bit of baseball. And before that, each and every week, we talk to Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, the website with a heart. Definitely check them out. Get your tickets there. You're not only able to purchase great tickets, but you're also able to benefit a charity of your choice. So I really think it's a beautiful thing, and it doesn't get much better. Hey, Jeff, we've only got a minute or so left here, but we didn't have time to ask John about this, but the Arizona Diamondbacks are dreadful. I mean, they're really, really bad. 5 victories, 15 losses. They're tied for the least amount of victories out there with the Houstons of the world, with the Chicago Cubs of the world. I don't think anybody in their wildest imagination would have thought the D-backs would struggle like they are right now, Jeff.
Yeah, if I'm Ken Kendrick and Derek Hall, and maybe just Ken Kendrick, I'm thinking about blowing it up. What Kevin Towers has done in town has moved away all the great, has moved all the great prospects they've drafted out of town. They've lost Trevor Bauer, who looks like he's finally got his groove in the Cleveland organization. I don't have to tell you about Skaggs. They're leaning in guys like Trevor Cahill and Brandon McCarthy, and these guys just can't get it done while Jared Parker, Trevor Bauer, Tyler Skaggs are helping other organizations in the league. I think that every trade they've made has been questionable, if not poor.
Yeah, agree 100%, man. Hey, appreciate you taking time out with me this hour. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so, but have a good few minutes, and then we'll get back at it, man.
All right, we'll catch you on the other side.
Sounds good. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. On the other side, another hour. I've got Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.